We're talking with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's also, of course, been a major figure in the debates over fiscal policy and the budget. He was a major player in the effort to defund Obamacare towards the end of the last fiscal year. Today, of course, the Senate is taking up the issue of the Paul Ryan, Patty Murray budget. It passed the House. It's likely to pass the Senate. It certainly got the 60 votes to advance to that final vote yesterday. Sir, you are among, I believe, 33 Republicans who are opposed to this. Explain for our listeners why you believe this is not going in the right direction.
You know, I have some concerns with this budget deal that relate to the fact that it promises to make the cuts that were scheduled to kick in next year and the year after, promises to make those same cuts about 10 years down the road. So what it does really is to make government more expensive now, not so that we can pay down the debt or reduce the deficit, but so that we can spend more now. And then it does that with the assurance that we will cut more 10 years in the future. Experience has taught us that cuts that are promised far down the road will not materialize. You know, one Congress cannot bind another except by a constitutional amendment. And so our saying that we will make these cuts, Congress will make these cuts 10 years down the road, isn't really worth a whole lot, because both experience and just the way our legal system works tells us that we can't make that promise, and people shouldn't necessarily believe it. And so I've got some concerns with it, and I can't support it.
Senator, it was just a little over 2 years ago that there was a big political fight over the raising of the debt ceiling. It led to the Budget Control Act, which led to the Super Committee, which led to sequestration. How much of sequestration and those promised cuts are pretty much vanishing now as a result of this deal?
Well, at least in the short term, those really are going away. Sequestration was not the right way of doing things. Nobody wanted sequestration. It was intended to be bad so as to produce a greater likelihood that the super committee would come up with a better set of cuts that people could live with more easily. That didn't materialize, and both houses of Congress were unable to come to an agreement as to how best to replace the sequestration cuts. But the sequestration cuts, as bad as they were cuts that themselves were necessary. In other words, we needed to reduce the cost of the federal government by at least that amount, probably more, but we needed to do it in a smarter fashion. And so we see that great bargain that was struck at the time the debt ceiling was raised a little over 2 years ago, now largely evaporating, at least for the time being.
We're talking with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. And, sir, there are 12 Republicans that voted for cloture yesterday. One of them was Senator John McCain, who suggested that unless somebody had a different idea, we're headed towards a shutdown. So it was lacking intellectual integrity to oppose this plan without having a specific replacement in mind. What do you have to say to that comment, and what would you specifically like to see in this legislation?
Well, I'd like to see targeted cuts. I'd like to see sequestration replaced with cuts that are more targeted, cuts that don't cut disproportionately into national defense. I'd like to see us reform a whole host of programs along the lines that I proposed last year in my Saving the American Dream plan, which would bring us to balance within a period of 5 years. As to the point that we had to pass this or else we would inevitably cause a government shutdown, I don't feel comfortable making or agreeing with that argument, because it cannot be the case that we simply say every time we have to do whatever the Democrats want us to do, because if we don't, we will cause a government shutdown. That can't be the way that we operate the federal government. We need to get back to regular order appropriations. We need to get back to the point where we make individualized spending decisions based on the program and based on government function. Otherwise, we end up in this situation where we spend money on the basis of continuing resolutions, which is where we're asked to basically fund everything in government at current levels or fund nothing in government and cause a government shutdown. And that can't be the way that we operate government. That cannot be a recipe for anything other than heartache and disaster down the road.
Senator, we'll call time there and let you get back to work. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, member of the Senate Judiciary and Armed Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.